Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story, Noble Quran and Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Abu Abdul Rahman Salmi was a tutor of the Noble Quran in Medina. Many children would come to him to learn how to recite the Holy Quran. One day, he taught a son of Imam Hussein to recite Surah Al-Fatiha or Al-Hamd. When the child recited the Surah Al-Fatiha before his father, then Imam Hussein was so pleased that he rewarded the tutor with valuable gifts. Some people criticized this action, saying it was not necessary to give so much in return for teaching one surah. In reply, Imam Al-Hussein said, "What comparison can there be between the gift I have given to the tutor of my child and his teaching the Noble Quran, the gift which he has given to my child?" Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, gave a lot of importance to the Noble Quran during his life. During the night of Qadr in the holy month of Ramadan, there is a specific ziyara of Imam Hussein which we recite. At one point in that ziyara, we say, "I bear witness that you established prayers and gave zakat, poor rate. Enjoined good and forbid evil, and you recite the book, Noble Quran, the way it should be recited." Similarly, on the nights of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, in another ziyara of Imam al-Hussein, we say, "I bear witness that indeed you recite the book of Allah, peace be upon you, O companion of Noble Quran." Imam al-Hujjah, may Allah hasten his reappearance, Imam al-Mahdi, in his ziyara addresses Imam al-Hussein saying, "You were for the Prophet a son, and for the Noble Quran a support." All these wordings of different ziyaras show the relation of Imam al-Hussein with the Noble Quran during his life.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to different religious stories and then take lessons out of their themes and try to make use of them in our everyday life. The story we've just listened to is about the relation between Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the Noble Quran. You know that Imam Hussein's connection to the Holy Book of Quran lies in his unwavering commitment to upholding the principles of justice and righteousness, which are emphasized in the book as well. His stance against oppression and tyranny, as exemplified in the events of Karbala, is seen as a reflection of the Quranic values of standing up for truth and justice. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was still a child when several verses of the Holy Book of Quran were revealed, either about or referring to him. One of those verses is referred to as the verse of Mubahila. On the day of Mubahila, when a spiritual contest between the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Christians and Najran was set up to invoke the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the liars, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family were the only ones accompanying Prophet. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had orders from Almighty Allah through the verses of Mubahala to take Hassan and Hussein alayhima salam as the children with him. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was one of the five people in regards to whom the verse of Tathir or purification was revealed. His father, brother, mother were under the Prophet's cloak when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to his messenger, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to remove all kinds of uncleanness from only you, أهل البيت, people of house, and to definitely purify you. Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 33. You know, this verse in the Holy Book of Quran is a clear proof of the infallibility of this family and their purification from all sins and mistakes. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands all Muslims to love those closely related to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, I do not ask of you any reward for it but love for my near relatives. When the companies asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who these near relatives were, Prophet replied, they are Ali, Fatima, and their two children alayhim assalam. Okay, now let's have a short break and we will be back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio. We are talking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the Holy Book of Quran and the relation that exists between this great Imam and this great book, in fact. Well, Imam Hussein alayhi salam demonstrated a deep commitment to the principles and teachings of the Holy Book of Quran throughout his life, and particularly during the events of Karbala. The first sign to show Imam Hussein's profound relation with the noble Book of Quran is the upholding justice. You know, the Holy Book of Quran places a strong emphasis on justice and standing up against oppression. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, in refusing to pledge allegiance to Yazid, who was known for his oppressive and tyrannical rule, exemplified his commitment to upholding justice as mandated by the Holy Book of Quran. He believed that it was his duty to resist tyranny and injustice, even if it meant sacrificing his life. The Holy Book of Quran has stated this: you are the best of peoples evolved for mankind, enjoining what is right, forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just ponder the couching of this verse, especially with regard to the quality bestowed on best people. That is, it is merely by virtue of their upholding the religious duty of enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. They have earned that sublime praise. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.